Dis 9:32, hier is ingeskakel saam met Michelle by KSC at Work. Maar nou eers op die lyn verwelkom ek vir Anelda Jonker. Goeiemôre, hoe gaan met jou?
Goeiemôre Michelle, dit gaan baie goed, dankie met jou.
Nee, baie goed, dankie en ek sien uit as dit weer 'n lekker onderwerp. And this morning we talking about life in motion. That is our topic of all the weeks, but we're talking this week, small habits, big shifts. So firstly, good morning to everybody. We're continuing with our brand new series, Life in Motion, where we talk about real life, real roles, and how we navigate it all. Last week, we introduced the idea that life is always moving, and today we're zooming in on something small, but incredibly powerful. Small habits, big shifts. So Anelda, back with us. Welcome back.
Thank you, Michelle, and I really love today's topic because it's something I live every single day. People often look at big goals or big journeys, like my Super National journey, and they think it requires big changes, but the truth is that it's really in the small, consistent habits where we create the biggest shifts.
So, Anelda, let's start here. Why are small habits so powerful?
Michelle, because it's really sustainable. Mm-hmm. Big changes feel so exciting and, in the moment, but they are often short-lived. So, small habits done consistently creates momentum. You feel accomplished, you get things done. And I always think of the book Atomic Habits. And the book explains that it's not about massive breakthroughs, but really about small improvements repeated daily. So those 1% shifts that don't look like much in the moment, but over time, they completely change your life.
Now, you've mentioned before that you're part of the 5 a.m. club, sometimes even 4 a.m. Why is that important to you, Anelda?
Yes, Michelle, and I know it sounds a little crazy to some people, but for me, those early hours are where everything starts. Mm. When I wake up early, I'm not reaching or reacting to the day. I'm actually creating the day. So it gives me time to think clearly, to move my body, do some exercises, and to really set my intentions, because I really feel that you can make such a bigger impact when you act intentionally, especially with my super journey and everything else going on. Those quiet morning hours really help me stay grounded and focused before the world gets very busy. So there's actually a workbook that's available online on the 5 a.m. club. Okay. And it's about that first hour of the day where you use the first 20 minutes to exercise, to reflect or meditate, and also then 20 minutes to learn something new. So if you start doing that, you're intentionally working on your goals and dreams, and you are creating your day and not just reacting to the day.
But what if someone is listening and thinking, I'm not a 4 a.m. person?
That's also completely okay, because it's not really about waking up at 4 a.m. It's really about finding your rhythm. Mm. And a small habit could be 10 minutes of quiet in the morning, or a short walk, drinking water before you drink coffee. I will try to do that. Or even just starting a day without your phone. We are so busy on our phone, so I need to also practice it, my phone on silent, put it away for a while just to be present. So it's really about those quiet moments, and not really about copying someone else, but creating those habits that work for your life.
So, how are small habits help you personally in this busy season of your life, Anelda?
In a really, really big way, Michelle. With everything I'm balancing, with work and family, I've really realized that I don't need more time. I need better habits, and I had to learn how to prioritize. So small things like preparing the night before or sticking to routines. When you feel overwhelmed and you can go back to your routine, then you stay in motion. Also protecting my mornings. I try to do that as a mom for my kids as well, to make sure that their morning starts good and happy and I send to school happy, because you really set the tone for the day. So to try to protect your mornings, just have a bit of a slow start, and that's personally why I wake up a bit earlier to do that. And even how I speak to myself, we're so hard on ourselves, so when that voice in your head pops up to be negative, it's a habit to change that into a positive thought and just be mindful of yourself. So those small habits really help me to stay focused, to stay calm and consistent, even when life feels full.
So what practical advice can listeners take from today? Or let me first ask, what's one habit people underestimate the most?
Michelle, definitely consistency. Because often we think we need motivation, we need to feel good to do something, but it's really to show up on even the hard days when we really need that consistency. And we need to be motivated every day. I really am motivated every day, but you have to show up anyway, even in a small way, and that's what creates the results. When you don't feel like getting out of bed, or you wish you didn't have to go to work today, to really just show up and train your brain to be positive and just to arrive. And it's just like exercise. One workout won't, but showing up regularly, exercising, even if it's a little every day, or if you don't feel well to go for a walk, that changes everything.
So then, what practical advice can listeners take from this today?
I always say, start small. Don't try to change your entire life overnight, because it's just not possible. But just choose one habit, just one, and commit to that. So that could be waking up 15 minutes earlier just to have a calmer start to your day, moving your body daily, drinking more water, taking a moment just to reset. I call it self-regulating. And I told one of my friends yesterday, I'm so exhausted because it feels like I self-regulated the entire day to try and stay calm and composed all the time. So we do need that time or a moment to reset. And those small little habits don't create instant results, but they really create lasting ones. So just start small.
Now, Ananda, this really makes change feel achievable.
Exactly, Michelle. Yeah, those big shifts don't come from big movements. We think like the Big Bang when the world started or something huge created. It's this huge thing. But it really comes from small, consistent choices.
And then to our listeners, you don't have to do everything. And I'm looking forward to next week's topic, protecting your peace.
Yes. I'm practicing that every day, and I'm really excited to share more on that with you and our listeners next week. And I really wish you all a week of small habits, powerful shifts, and remember just to start somewhere. It can be anywhere. Just choose one small habit to start with.
So, you know, we end off. Life is always in motion, and sometimes the smallest step forward creates the biggest change. Thanks again, Ananda. Always a pleasure to have you online. And we have a blessed Easter weekend. I hope you can get some little bit of rest and spend time with your family.
Absolutely. Thank you, Michelle. And the same to you and all the listeners. And may we all remember why we are celebrating this Easter time. And just be present and cherish those special moments with your loved ones.
Thank you very much. We look forward to our conversation next week. Bye.
Thank you. Ciao, bye.
Anelda Jonker, altyd lekker om met haar te gesels en daar het jy nou vanoggend gehoor, begin klein, daai klein dingetjies maak op die uiteinde daai groot verandering. 942